Have you ever tried to find out how much a medical procedure might cost, but no one could tell you? Well, you're not alone.
So I called around to a lot of different hospitals to find out how much amniocentesis costs.
How much was the CT scan going to cost?
No one would tell me.
And the two nurses just looked at each other in shock, like, we don't know.
I ended up getting a bill a month later saying that it was $1,000 more.
It could put me in overdraft or serious financial difficulty.
Today at The Pulse, we're launching a new project to lift the veil on some of these oh-so-mysterious costs. We're calling it WHYY Price Check, and we're working with the company Clear Health Costs to create a crowdsourced database of local medical procedure prices. There is a catch, though. As Alana Gordon explains, for this to work, we need your help.
Haircuts, houses, plane tickets, computers. Have you ever bought any of these things without knowing the price before and then just paid the bill after? Chances are not. You probably checked Amazon or Expedia first. But Jeannie Pinder says that's how healthcare works.
Nobody has any idea what things cost.
Pinder is a self-described careful shopper. She used to be with the New York Times, and a few years ago, she started a company called Clear Health Costs. The goal is to make prices more transparent.
What a revolutionary idea.
She's been creating a searchable database of price information for about 36 medical procedures. Think mammograms,
vasectomy,
MRIs,
Botox LASIK,
colonoscopies,
birth control pills.
The list goes on. To get a handle on costs in a region, her company crunches Medicare data. It surveys hospitals, providers, and insurers directly for their self-pay charges. That information can be really hard to get, and it's inconsistent, which is where you come in. The crux of this database comes from crowdsourced information people provide from the bills or insurance statements they got for a procedure. Pinder did a trial run of this in New York and California, and she found that prices for the very same medical procedure may vary up to tenfold from place to place.
For most of us, we have the impression that prices are more or less uniform, or perhaps that they're regulated. Most people are shocked when they get these gotcha bills, even for routine things like a colonoscopy or a mammogram.
Other research echoes this, and early returns in Philadelphia are showing variations too. Pinder says it's a big problem. People are bearing a greater brunt of the costs through health plans with higher deductibles and out-of-pocket spending.
Medical bills can be ruinous.
So The Pulse is now partnering with Clear Health Costs to help build a crowdsourced database of prices right here in the Delaware Valley. We're calling it WHYY Price Check. But here's where you, the listener, come in. We're asking you to find your medical bill or insurance statement and fill out a simple online form. You can do that at whyy.org/pricecheck. It's confidential, and this is a little different from our normal reporting approach. But we're interested in learning the price you were charged and the price you paid for a variety of medical procedures, even if you have insurance. To start, we're especially interested in hearing about colonoscopies and mammograms. Why?
They're fairly common procedures. There are, I think, 34 million mammograms performed in this nation annually.
Look, we know that healthcare costs are complicated and prices are not straightforward. But the hope is through crowdsourcing your experiences and doing more reporting in the coming months, we can gain a better understanding of healthcare prices in this region and a better idea of what things cost before going in for that procedure. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.
It's never easy to decipher medical bills, so to see a video of how to find the right figures and use this online database, go to our website at whyy.org/thepulse. If you have any questions throughout the process, write us at pricecheck@whyy.org. As Alana mentioned in her story, Clear Health Costs projects in other cities have already shown a huge variation in what procedures cost at different hospitals. Lisa Alaferis has been tracking the project's results in California. She's the health editor at KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, and she joins us now to talk about what she's found. Lisa, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be here, Carolyn.
First off, navigating medical bills to find out what procedures actually cost isn't always super straightforward. Did you get a lot of people to submit their information?
We did. When we launched, we kind of held our breath, and we've been delighted at the response we've gotten. hundreds of people have shared their prices. Thousands more searched the database that we created.
And with those hundreds of people's information, what did you find? How much did you find that medical procedure costs varied?
We specifically called out on air for four different procedures over the course of the project. We started with mammograms. That's a procedure that's done 38 million times a year. What people told us was that what their insurers paid ranged from $128 on the low end to $694 on the high end. So that's a pretty substantial variation right there. For lower back MRIs, which we called out for the second month, we found that what insurers paid for lower back MRI, that ranged from just under $470 to more than $1,550. So there is money to be saved out there if patients or consumers think to ask.
So is that $694 mammogram a lot better than the $128 one, or was the hospital in a richer neighborhood or something? What do we know about why these prices are varying so much?
That's an excellent question. And there's really no connection between cost and quality in American healthcare. Yeah, we're Americans. We think that we pay more and somehow that something is better. But that is simply not known in American healthcare. So we can't know what it was that was driving the higher or the lower price. There could be a lot of factors involved. But the important thing is that, you know, lots of people have high deductible health plans now. And for things that you can schedule, it behooves people to ask, how much is this going to cost at your facility? Sometimes that information is hard to get to, but you won't find out. You won't ever be able to find out unless you start asking.
So what are you hearing from patients about their healthcare costs and this big variation that you're finding?
We have a comment space in the form, and believe me, we've heard from people. One person wrote, I was told the procedure was $1,850. I have a $7,500 deductible. So I talked to an office manager who said if I paid up front and agreed not to report it to the insurer, that it would only be $580. So this person's price went from $1,850 to $580 simply by saying, I'll pay the cash price right now, cash on the table.
Is that okay? Is that following all the rules in this situation?
Great question. No, it is not. When a provider is not supposed to let someone pay cash, they are supposed to insist on the insured price. Patients are not supposed to do that either. But in this case, this person was looking at saving $1,300 or so. That was the decision that was made. We also heard from physicians, from physician groups who were initially, I could tell with the first conversation I had, there was some skepticism about what we were trying to do here. And I invited them to please partner with us. We had physicians ready to share their self-pay prices, their cash prices, with price checks so that people could see what it would cost at their facility. We had other physicians, of course, were a little more fearful. But one physician I spoke to said, you know, doctors have got to get on the train. The transparency train is leaving the station, and they can either join or be left behind.
And part of the reason that costs are more important than ever is because more people have these high deductible plans, so they have to pay more out of pocket up front if they haven't met that deductible. So if I'm a person who hasn't met my deductible yet and I'm looking for a procedure that you don't have data on, so, you know, it's not a mammogram or a lower back MRI, do you have any tips on how to make sure I'm not paying more than I have to?
I would say that just asking every time you interact with a doctor or with a provider of any kind, asking what the price is. The more people are asking, the more it helps to contribute to the national discussion that we're having about healthcare costs and prices in this country.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Lisa Alaferes is health editor at KQED in San Francisco.